This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 3rd. God's word for you today is Higher Way. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 26. And it says, if you are angry, don't sin by nursing your grudge. Don't let the sun go down with you still angry. Get over it quickly. Getting angry is not a problem. God says, you can get angry, but do not sin. Do not go rejoicing just yet about your right to get angry. Wait. God's word says, Ephesians 4 verse 26 says, go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as foil for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. If you live your life like this, your life will be free of care. When everybody else is confused and dejected, you will be filled with joy. When everybody's face is downcast, your face will be radiating light. When people ask, how come you are always smiling? You will say, I forgive. I have no root of bitterness in me. You should not have either. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Getting angry is not the issue. Do you know God gets angry? He does. In fact, sometimes anger is a show of love. A man is out on a date with his wife, and then someone slaps his wife. The man should take off his shirt and fight for her. If he does not, then she should know that he does not love her. She should be the one holding him back and begging him not to fight. That is good anger. You put security cameras in your home and you see your house help slapping your children relentlessly. If you do not get angry, something is wrong with you. Be angry. That is good anger. But God says, do not sin. That is the key thing. Matthew 7 verse 2 says, you will be judged in the same way that you judge others, and the forgiveness you give to others will be given to you. Whoa! Do you want heaven to be gracious to you? God says, the degree of heaven's graciousness to you is the degree of your graciousness to other people. In other words, you hold the keys. If you feel that you are not enjoying favor, God says, who have you favored? Romans 8 verse 37 says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This passage brings it home for us. Why all these things should even make sense? How do you become more than a conqueror? A conqueror is someone who conquers, someone who wins. But to be more than a conqueror means, for instance, not only do you overcome what is supposed to break you, but because you are submitted to God. God will use what is supposed to break you to make you. Then you are more than a conqueror. Not only should you survive something that is supposed to sink you, if you refuse to sink and you survive being sunk, you are a conqueror. But God will use that same thing that wants to sink you to raise you. Then you are more than a conqueror. The same thing that wants to tear you down, God will use to build you up. You are more than a conqueror. When you win the battle over bitterness, you empower heaven to work in your favor. Every time you win the battle over selfishness and the battle over bitterness, your light shines brighter. Let us pray. Father, help me rise above bitterness and offer forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.